We approached the offices of the Nigerian Broadcasting Commission to uphold the tenets of democracy, particularly the most important stand upon which democratic rule in any nation stands, which is the freedom of the press. And when we arrived, we were told that all the money show presenters known as Sunrise Daily Show were in a conference room being interrogated, being grilled by officials of the NBC. And we stood guard at the gate with other activists until they left the venue, because we had heard in advance that there was a plan by the Nigerian Secret Police to pick them up after they had done there. So we ensured that they left without being harassed by the secret police known as the state security services.
According to one account in Nigerian newspapers, the NBC, meaning the National Broadcasting Commission, said it sanctioned Channels TV for inciting divisive and unfair comments made by Benue State Governor Samuel Otama. Do you know what the Benue State Governor might have said on Channels TV?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what the allegations against Channels were, because we didn't get to talk to the presenters when they left the venue. They were looking exhausted, having been grilled by state officials. But we know that they said it was due to an interview with the governor. And it's shocking, because the governor has immunity and also has got a right to express himself freely as an elected official in Nigeria. So it is very bizarre that anybody will be held responsible for the views of a state governor. It shows the tyrannical nature of the regime. So I don't know beyond those particulars what other allegations are against them, but they know that there was also a situation where they interviewed one retired Navy commander who said that he knew people in the Buhari regime who are sponsors of Boko Haram, and the terrorist group that is destroying and killing people in the northeastern part of Nigeria.